common thief involved. It's just a common person doing things. I'm common. That means that I'm not above average. I'm not low. I'm just common.
So you said that girl is very common. What do you mean?
She's just an everyday girl. You know, she's not hostile and not, you know, low. She's just common.
All right. Well, if there was an old man who maybe was 80 years old, but he does his own work on the farm, and he doesn't get tired, you'd say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's mighty.
Strong, healthy.
Is that what you used to describe him?
Active.
All right. Now, could you use that for women too?
Yes.
And what about the young people?
Same.
You say what? So you say he's a very
active person. If it was young, older, middle age.
All right. And if you were getting worried or, I mean, if your children stayed out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
What's another word you could use?
Upset.
Well, you wouldn't be real relaxed about it. You'd be real
shaky.
Well, if you wouldn't say you feel easy about it, you'd say you felt
uneasy.
And are there any other words like that you use?
No, I don't think so.
All right. What if you said, well, I don't want to go upstairs in that old house in the dark. I'm
staying right here.
But why would you stay in if there were ghosts up there? You'd say, well, I'm not going up there because I'm
afraid of ghosts.
Or
it may be ghosty. Haunty.
Well, a person who gets afraid real easily is kind of what?
Easy frightening.
Oh, is that what you call them? You said, you're just
easy scared.
Okay, and that haney or honey or ghosty, that would be a kind of place? That's what a place is?
I'd be a place that is named that. There's some places that they are really haunted, they say.
Well, now, if somebody's like that all the time, if they won't ever go outside in the dark or something, you know, you say what kind of person are they?
A scary person, I call them.
And if you said, she isn't afraid now, but she...
But she's what? Frightened?
Well, in the past, you know.
She has been.
So you'd say, well, she isn't afraid now, but she...
She has been.
And, well, if you had a car that was old and worn out, but it used to be a real good car, you'd say...
Oh.
Well, this car isn't what it...
Used to be. Oh, she's not afraid now, but she used to be. That's what you're trying to say.
Now, you might say, well, I don't understand why she's afraid. She...
She shouldn't be.
Well, in the past, that hadn't been the way it's been, see?
Should oughtn't be.
All right, well, so you'd say, well, she's afraid now, but she...
She oughtn't be.
Well, in the past, if you talk about a real brave person... And now she's afraid.
She's afraid now, but she used to not be in the past. What
is that? What you say? Would you say she didn't used to be?
Didn't used to be in the past.
Is that what?
Yeah, you can use that.
What would you say?
She used not to be in the past.